Australia has extended a ban on travelers who have recently been in China. This as a cruise ship passenger in Sydney is tested for the coronavirus. Here's Phil Mercer for VOA.
Foreign nationals travelling from China aren't allowed to come to Australia until at least February 22. The ban, originally for 2 weeks, has been extended by 7 days and is preventing thousands of Chinese students attending Australian universities and colleges. The restrictions also bar Chinese visitors from Australia during the usually busy summer vacation periods. The tourism industry here believes the financial impact of the coronavirus will be worse than the damage caused by the bushfire crisis. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
In China's Hubei province, 100 more people have died from the coronavirus, COVID-19. The death toll is nearing 1,400, and with more than 5,000 confirmed new cases reported in China, hopes that the occurrence of the sickness had seen a slowdown have been erased. Here's Lisa Schlein for VOA in Geneva.
The executive director of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program, Michael Ryan, says the cases are not based on a clinically confirmed instance, but on lesser symptoms exhibited by patients.
This allows clinicians to move and report cases more quickly, not having to wait for lab confirmation, ensuring that people get to clinical care more quickly. And also allows public health responses in terms of contact tracing and other important public health measures to be initiated.
Ryan notes that surge of cases and deaths inside China is not being reflected in the wider world. Ryan says countries still have an opportunity to prepare for the potential spread of the virus. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Japan has reported its first coronavirus fatality, a woman in her 80s. Authorities said it was not immediately clear how she was infected. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Central Command says it has seized a large cache of weapons and munitions, likely headed for Iran, from Iran to Houthi militants in Yemen, and that the haul was intercepted during an operation earlier this week in the Arabian Sea and involved a small fishing vessel. Arrangements are reportedly being made for experts from the United States and its allies, along with the U.N., to inspect the seized equipment. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg apparently accepts that the social media giant may have to pay more taxes with digital tax reform in Europe. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Facebook's CEO is expected to tell the Munich Security Conference on Saturday he's backing plans for digital tax reform on a global scale proposed by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. According to an excerpt of his speech provided in advance, Zuckerberg will say, "I understand that there's frustration about how tech companies are taxed in Europe. The OECD plan would require digital and internet companies, including social media platforms, to pay more tax in countries where they have significant consumer-facing activities and generate profits." Charles de Ledesma, London.
Back in the U.S., Attorney General William Barr is complaining about something he says makes his job impossible. President Donald Trump's tweeted expressions of unhappiness with the Justice Department. Here's AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Attorney General William Barr tells ABC's Pierre Thomas,
"I think it's time to stop the tweeting about Department of Justice criminal cases."
Barr says Trump's tweets have done real damage.
"People in the department are men and women here, about cases pending in the department, and about judges before whom we have cases, make it impossible for me to do my job."
The ABC interview comes after Barr overruled his own prosecutors who recommended Trump's longtime confidant Roger Stone be sentenced to 7 to 9 years in prison. And then he took the extraordinary step of lowering the amount while not offering an amended number. Barr is scheduled to testify to Congress at the end of next month. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Not to be outdone, President Trump today tweeted that he has the legal right to ask that his attorney general involve himself in the prosecution of a criminal case. Pakistan has approved new rules to regulate social media platforms, a move critics denounce as an attack on freedom of the press and free speech in the country. Companies such as Facebook, Twitter, and Google will be required to remove content that Pakistani authorities deem unlawful. The demand is that the companies provide information about users charged with posting blasphemous material or content that could incite violence and endanger national security. Gene Randall, VOA News.